This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Waqf Amendment Act 2025 has come into effect from today. The government has issued a notification to this effect following the assent given by President Draupadi Murmu to the legislation. Last week, both houses of parliament had passed the legislation. The new law aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. It also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. The Waqf Amendment Act is intended to establish a secular, transparent, and accountable system for Waqf administration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is set to become the third largest economy in the world very soon. Addressing an event organized by a private media house, Mr. Modi said, "This unprecedented growth is being driven by the youth of the country." Mr. Modi added that despite global challenges, India moved ahead at a faster pace and doubled the size of its economy in just one decade. The Prime Minister added that those who had thought India would move slowly and steadily are now seeing a fast and fearless India. He added that the world is looking towards India with expectations. He further added that those who thought that India would move slowly and steadily are now seeing a fast and fearless India. The Prime Minister added that during the first 100 years of the year 2025, the government has only taken decisions but also laid a strong foundation for the future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana at his residence in New Delhi on the 10th anniversary of the scheme. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "The Mudra Yojana has empowered women by not only offering financial assistance but also creating opportunities for them to lead and grow their businesses." During the interaction, the beneficiaries shared their entrepreneurial experiences with the Prime Minister. The Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana provides collateral-free loans of up to 20 lakh rupees to micro and small enterprises. In the last 10 years, more than 52 crore loans worth around 33 lakh crore rupees have been sanctioned under the scheme. Prime Minister Modi met Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of UAE, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, today in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed ways to further strengthen the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, especially in areas of trade, investments, defense, energy, technology, education, sports, and people-to-people ties. President Draupadi Murmu today said Indians do not want to conquer countries, they want to conquer hearts. President Murmu stated this while interacting with Indian scholars doing research at the Champalimaud Centre for the Unknown at Lisbon in Portugal today. President Murmu called the Indian researchers working at the center as flag bearers of the country who have made a significant contribution in enhancing India's pride.
भारत का संस्कृति भारत का परंपरा भारत के लोगों के चाल चलन चेहरा उनका बात करने का तरीका उनका संस्कृति एक चलते फिरते भारत का झंडा है आप भी मुझे लगता है ये इस चीज को अच्छी तरह से समझते होंगे और आपको भी मैं कहना चाहूंगी कि भारत का गौरव को बढ़ाने में आपका भी बहुत बड़ा योगदान है।
A special court in Rajasthan today sentenced all four convicts to life imprisonment in connection with the 2008 Jaipur serial bomb blast case. The four persons were convicted by the court on the 4th of this month on charges of planting a bomb, which was found unexploded and later diffused in Chandpol Bazaar in the walled city of Jaipur on the 13th of May in 2008. Union Minister of Finance Nirmala Sitharaman has stated that the government remains committed to continuing reforms and maintaining macroeconomic stability. The minister said the government is ensuring that growth benefits every section of the society. She said this while delivering her address during a fireside chat on the opportunities and challenges for India's quest to become a developed economy by 2047 at India House in London today. And in IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 220, Chennai Super Kings were 79 for 2 in 9 overs against host Punjab Kings when reports last came in Chandigarh. Opting to bat first, host Punjab Kings scored 219 for 6 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.